The Soldier's Story, written by Terry Burstall and read by Peter Hosking. We went to ground. We had a fair distance between us, as I recall, and it was obvious that the fire was very heavy on our side. I know we suffered casualties very early, and there was immediate confusion as to what was going on. Our fellows were calling out that they're in the trees and they're on the ground, and the fire was getting heavier and orders were being called out to us from Gordon Sharp, the platoon commander, to move back closer. I was having difficulty getting the message to the fellows on the left-hand end of the section. I did run across and try to get everyone to come back in towards platoon headquarters, and I realised when I got across that a couple of my section were already dead, which staggered me. We went to ground again because we were caught under very heavy fire trying to regroup back to platoon headquarters. Our machine gunner was dead, and I called on one of our other soldiers to take his place. When he did so, he was immediately shot and killed. I can't really recall whether anyone got to the gun, and I can't really recall exactly when it was that I was shot. I know that I had great difficulty believing that I was there with the amount of enemy that were coming towards us. I know it didn't take long to get through a magazine and try to get another one out and reload. Not having all that many magazines, we were trying to pick them off as well as we could, because I realised that we didn't have all that much ammunition. Something I'd never really thought about was that when you shot at a human and he went down, unlike, say, a kangaroo, you weren't really sure that he was even hit, let alone dead. Therefore, you weren't really able to take your eyes off anyone you'd seen drop. It was a very intense period, and I think that about then the rain came. At about that stage, all of my section had just about had it. Certainly I was wounded with a bullet through my elbow.